In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. Glad to be with you today. As I have been speaking all week about this Catholic priest that in 1969 envisioned a post-imperial papacy, shorn of wealth and pretenses of earthly power, from today's crisis, a church will emerge tomorrow that will have lost a great deal, he said. She will be small. To a large extent, she will have to start from the beginning. She will no longer be able to fill many buildings created in her during the time of splendor because of the smaller number of followers. She will lose many of her privileges in society, contrary to what has happened until now. She will present herself much more as a community of volunteers. As a small community, she will demand much more from the initiative of each of her members. She will certainly also acknowledge new forms of ministry, will raise up to the priesthood proven Christians who have other jobs. It will make her poor and a church of the little people. And this will require time, and the process will be slow and painful. And the theologian, the priest, was Joseph Ratzinger, who had this vision 40 years ago, and he is now Benedict XVI. She will have to start all over again. You cannot start all over again unless you have sold out men, zealous men, ready to die for the gospel, ready to give their lives just like the apostles. You cannot have a beginning again, a starting all over again without Pentecost, without the coming of the Holy Spirit. We have no better idea than the Lord Jesus Christ. He poured out his Spirit upon the first believers, and that is the secret. You cannot start all over again unless we have men and women of prayer that get their guidance from God, even when he's silent. Because if we are not praying, we're not going to do anything. And my last one that I want to talk about is, you cannot start all over again unless the message is the cross, that we preach Jesus Christ and him crucified, raised from the dead. We preach Jesus Christ, him crucified, that the cross is the wisdom of God. The cross is the power of God. The cross really is the power of God unto salvation. We preach the blood of Jesus, that blood that takes away our sins. We preach the Lamb of God, slain from the foundation of the earth. His name is Jesus. Oh yes, we must preach Christ. We must preach Christ and him crucified. We must preach Christ and his power. We must preach Christ and his glory and his mercy and his ability to change lives today, to heal bodies today, to do only what he can do today, because he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If we are to begin again, we must have people who have faith, F-A-I-T-H, in Jesus Christ, and in the power of the cross, and in the power of his blood, and in the power of his mercy. You see, you cannot start all over again with another message. It's the same holy message. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. The judgment is this, that the light has come into the world, his name is Jesus, and men have preferred darkness. Oh yes, there must be a time in the proclamation of the cross, in the time of the proclamation of the blood, the time of the proclamation of Jesus, where people either are on one side or the other. We either choose light or darkness, giving people that choice, that we are pro-choice. You either choose life or death. We are not pro-choice when it comes to children. That is pro-death. That kills children and women. But I am pro-choice when it comes to people accepting or denying Jesus. They have a choice, and they must accept the responsibilities. They have a choice, but they must accept the responsibilities. The judgment is this, that the light has come into the world, and man has preferred darkness to the light. Let me tell you, people need to be presented with that choice. Who are you going to follow? Who is your Lord? Who is your God? People need to hear that reality. Do you give your life to Jesus, the crucified, the risen Lord? Do you give your life to Jesus? Are you His? Do you belong to Him? Have you committed your life to Him? Have you got a relationship with Him? Have you been washed in the blood, brother? Have you been washed in the blood, sister? Have you been washed in the blood? Has your heart been changed by the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ? Have you been changed? Have you been sitting in the same pew for 150 years and still do not know Him? You only know about Him. Oh, if we are to start at the beginning, we must have evangelical preachers, people that will go from sea to sea and from the rivers to the ends of the earth to proclaim the cross of Jesus Christ, because the whole thing means life or death, heaven or hell. Are preachers really concerned with people anymore? That the whole thing means heaven or hell, life or death? Or have we kind of made a business out of what we do? Have we kind of made it a kind of thing to do, that on Saturday I take a shower and on Sunday I go to church? I'm talking about all churches now. If we are to start at the beginning, we must know the power of the cross, the power of the proclamation of the cross, the power of the proclamation of the blood. When I am lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself. That we preach Christ and Him crucified. My Lord, my Lord. We do not preach the church. We preach Christ and Him crucified. The church preaches the bridegroom. The church preaches Jesus. When we preach Jesus, the bridegroom adds members to the church. That is the secret of secrets that people still do not know after 2,000 years. The church must never preach herself. The church must be like John the Baptist. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold Him who takes away the sins of the world. The church does not preach her splendor. The church preaches Jesus, and as the church preaches Jesus, Jesus adds to the church faithful people who get converted, because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. I know this is true. I've been doing it for 40 years. I've been doing this for 40 years. I hope to be doing it for another 40. Hallelujah. How old will I be? 73, 83, 90, 103.
I'm saying there's only one way, you know. Jesus is the way to the Father.
With my old man's voice, you know. Oh, yeah. 103, the help of God. I will not have a new message. The church has not got a new message. In her document that Paul VI wrote, Evangelicum to the World, Evangelism, that the church must first preach to herself, that in every generation people must come to know Jesus experientially. Pope Paul VI says that before she evangelizes the world, she must be converted herself. She must know the Lord, know Him personally, not know about Him. And from that experiential knowledge, from that metanoia, from that change of heart, she goes out and proclaims Jesus, the risen Lord, Jesus, the King of Glory. Jesus, God's only begotten Son. Hallelujah. What a privilege. What a privilege I have. What a privilege I have to proclaim Jesus. Jesus, I love him so much, but not as much as he loves me. Oh, yes. I want to proclaim Jesus. That's why I wanted to be a priest, to proclaim Jesus, that I would have a congregation to proclaim Jesus to. And you know what? I've got a congregation now. Everybody who's listened to me, you're part of my congregation. Some of you are Catholic. Some of you are Orthodox. Some of you are non-denominational. Some of you are whatever, Protestant. But you know what? I'm preaching Jesus. Maybe I'm have a couple of Jewish people listening to me. I'm preaching Jesus, the suffering servant. Isaiah 53 talks about Jesus. Like a lamb led to the slaughterhouse, he opened not his mouth. Like a sheep before his shearers, he was silent. Upon him was the chastisement that makes us whole, and by his stripes we were healed. All we like sheep had gone astray, we had sinned. But God laid upon him, the suffering servant, the iniquity of us all. Hallelujah. I want to preach Jesus to the Jew first, as well as to the Gentile. Just like St. Paul. Poor St. Paul never had the privilege of being on a microphone. But you know what? I, who am so far less than the apostle, have the great privilege as I sit on his shoulders, because he's the great. And these other saints are the great. But I have the privilege to speak to you about Jesus, that he's with you, that no matter what your problems are, he is with you. He is for you. He is never against you. He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for you on the cross, will he not give you all things beside? Is he into condemnation? There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. If you are being condemned in your spirit, in your mind, this is the devil. Go to the toilet and flush the lever. That's all you've got to do, because you know what? It's garbage. There is now no condemnation. There is only forgiveness for those who come to the cross, for those who repent, for those who give their life to Jesus. Not condemnation, not fear. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We're in perilous times in the United States. Perilous times. These are perilous times. And I'm telling you, the message has not changed. Come to Jesus. Give your life to Jesus. If you have backslidden, it's time to say, I'm sorry. You know, I'm sorry, so sorry. Please accept my apology. And the Lord says, hallelujah, I've been waiting for months and years. It's about time. Come on, let's start all over again. Come on. Come on. Once you go to confession, come on, let's start all over again. That's right. That's right. He's Jesus. He's so wonderful. If we're going to start all over again, we're not only going to have zealous men, but they have to have men of faith that proclaim the message of the church, which is Jesus Christ and him crucified. That's right. Far be it from me, the apostle says, to glory in anything but the cross of Jesus Christ, where I have been crucified to the world and the world to me. That's what the apostle said. Far be it from me to glory in anything but the cross of Jesus Christ, where I have been crucified to the world and the world to me. That's what he said. In the letter to the Colossians, he says that he has delivered us from the power of darkness, hallelujah, to his cross, and he hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption, through his blood, hallelujah, redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of our sins, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. That's what it says. That's what it says. We have forgiveness of our sins and redemption through his blood, through the blood that was spread upon Calvary's ground that covered our Blessed Mother. Through the blood, we have forgiveness. There is no need of torment because we have been forgiven through the blood of the Lamb. That's it. That's it. But you know what? Who preaches this wonderful cross? Who preaches Jesus? Who preaches Him? Who preaches Him? We're like the apostles with the faith that not only do we preach Jesus, but you know what? We believe that God is going to move by His Holy Spirit. We believe that God is going to move by His Holy Spirit with signs and wonders and miracles. Yes, with signs and wonders and miracles. We preach Christ and Him crucified. It's a lost art. It's a lost art. So many people preach everything else but Jesus. But you want to know what Paul says in 2 Corinthians? We walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present to the Lord. For the love of God constrains us, because we are convinced of this, that if one died for all, then all died. He died for all, that that which lives should no longer live for themselves, but for Him who died for them and rose from the dead. We are convinced that one died for all, and we who are convinced of that reality shall not live for ourselves, but for the one who died for all, who died for me, and who rose from the dead. No more living for myself, living for Him, living for Him, living for Him. Then he says in 2 Corinthians 8:10, I give my advice, for this is expedient for you, you who have begun before, not only to do, but also to go forward. Go forward. What started a year ago, or 2 years ago, or 7 years ago, or 20 years ago, or 10 years ago, go forward. Go forward. It's not time to mark time. Not time to mark time. Go forward. Go forward in Jesus' name. It's time. It's time to go forward. It's not time to sit around. The world is falling apart. People do not know Jesus. People are going to hell in a handbasket. Who's telling them of the love of God? Who's witnessing to people? Who's telling them of the love of God? Who's telling them of what God has done for you? If He's done this for me, He'll do it for you. Hallelujah. 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 I tell you, when Paul left Ephesus, I tell you, they wept for him because the shepherd was leaving. The shepherd was leaving. He had been with them for years preaching the gospel. And he also knew that after he left, there were going to be wolves that would come in and preach a false gospel. I'm going to tell you, there have been many false gospels that have been preached. Many false gospels. People preach, there are many ways to heaven. Oh yeah, that's what Oprah preaches. No, there's one way to heaven, and it's through the blood of Jesus. And then people say, what about the Buddhists? Let God judge the Buddhists. You know what I'm saying? I didn't die for them. It's not my job to judge Buddhism. My job is to preach the one way to heaven. I'm not worried about the Buddhists. I'm going to preach Jesus. You know, what about the Hindus? You know, I'm not going to worry about the Hindus. I'll pray for them. But let God judge them. Jesus died for them. He knows their hearts. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to judge their hearts. But I know if any Hindu is in heaven, it's through the blood of Jesus. If any Catholic is in heaven, it's in the blood of Jesus. If any Protestant is in heaven, it's because of the blood. That it's only the blood that maketh an atonement for our sins. It's only the blood, the precious blood of the Lamb. Oh my, you're very strong about that, Father Trump. Oh yes, I'm strong about it. You want to know why? Because it's true. It's true. It's true. And I have the privilege to preach like this. I have the privilege. You give me the privilege because you pray for me. You give me the privilege because you donate to me so that I can get this done, so that I can preach God's word. You give me this privilege. You give me this privilege. I was yesterday at the doctor's office. And the doctor said to me, my back and my knees are bothering me. I got on my knees and started to pray over the doctor's back and knees. And the pain left in his back and 90% left in his knees. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Why not? Why not? Listen. Wherever I am, I'm a Christian. Wherever I am, I'm a priest. Wherever I am. Wherever I am, I'm God's man. I don't do it perfect, that's for sure. But wherever I am, I'm his man. Because I have been grasped by the hand of the Savior. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I'm going to say that again. Oh, I got an anointing when I said that. I have been grasped by the hand of the Savior. And he wants to grasp you. He wants to grasp you. Ooh! He wants to grasp you. You tell him, I surrender, Lord. I surrender, Lord. Come into my heart. Forgive my sins. I surrender, Lord. I surrender to your love. I surrender to your mercy. I surrender. Forgive my sins. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. I've been grasped by God. Grasped by Jesus. Grasped. And I'm telling you, that grasp, the Bible says, no one can pluck you out of the Father's hands. No one. Not the devil. Nothing. Oh, I praise you, I bless you, I worship you, I glorify you, I honor you, I adore you, Jesus, I adore you. Father, I praise you, I bless you, I worship you, I glorify you, I honor you. Holy Spirit, I praise you, I bless you, I worship you. Holy Spirit, you're welcome. You're welcome to do what you want in these people now. Holy Spirit, just flutter around them and heal the sick. All those headaches be healed in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, heal the sick. All those sinuses healed now in Jesus' name through his blood now. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, I see a deviated septum healed in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I see a mouth being healed in the holy name of Jesus now. By the blood that was poured out at Calvary, I see it. I see it. I see it. Teeth healed in Jesus' name. Gums healed in Jesus' name. Chin healed in Jesus' name by the blood of Christ. By the blood of Christ. Neck healed in the name of Jesus. Being able to move it now without any problem. Left to right and right to left. Totally free in Jesus' name. Shoulders healed by the blood of the Lamb. Shoulders healed now. Rotary cuffs healed by the blood of Christ now. By the blood of the Lamb. By the cross of Jesus Christ. For this power in the Word of God. There's power in the Holy Gospel. There's power in the Spirit. Stomachs healed by the blood of the Lamb. Hearts healed in Jesus' name. Now, hearts healed, beating 60 beats a minute. Cholesterol go down in Jesus' name. Cholesterol go down in Jesus' name. Plaque scraped out in Jesus' name. Kidneys healed in Jesus' name. Now, now. Livers healed in Jesus' name. Cancer healed in Jesus' name. Now by the blood of the Lamb. Legs and knees healed. Feet healed in Jesus' name. Hips healed by the blood of the Lamb. Now, now, now in Jesus' name. I believe it and receive it in faith in Jesus' name. I believe it and receive it in faith in Jesus' name. I believe it and receive it in faith in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, demons and sickness has to flee. Amen. Listen, let me tell you about the 18th, 19th, 20th, 21, and 22. We're going to have revival, glory, and the Holy Ghost at Holy Rosary in Winthrop between the 18th and the 22nd. I'll be telling you more about it next week. There'll be two sessions, and I'll be telling you who to contact, and this will be in place of the retreat that I usually do at the Espousal Retreat House. It will be 5 days and night. You can come anytime. We'll have live music. There will be plenty of worship. I have people that are going to be preaching that come that have preached from all around the world. So I'll tell you more about that next week. So you might be interested in it. You know, it's going to be fun at the Holy Rosary. It's going to be fun because you know what? We need the joy. We need the joy. We need the joy. We need the joy, I tell you. We need the joy. We need the presence of God. And that's what revival is all about, the presence of God that changes us from within. And I ask you to pray for this. Father, I ask for the anointing upon these days. I ask for the anointing upon the speakers right now. We don't even know who they all are. But I ask for the great anointing that you fill the place, that you fill the place, that you fill the place, that you fill the place with the praises of God. Amen. Okay, that's the 18th to the 22nd of July. I also want to tell you that I need to hear from you so that we can pay our bills. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And this Sunday, we have a Jesus party at the Holy Rosary Church. We have live music to praise God for starting at 7:30 if you want to come. Our 11 o'clock Mass goes on forever. We worship God and worship God. You want to hang to a real worship service, our 11 o'clock Mass, you come to the 11 o'clock Mass. Or the 5:30 Mass on Saturday. The 5:30 Mass on Saturday, we pray for healing afterwards. You know, we do a lot of things at our place. Tonight is 7:30. There'll be Holy Mass as well as Adoration of the Blessed Sacrament tonight. You know, we're just not fooling around at the Holy Rosary. Even if we have 8 people there, we do it. So Sunday night, 7:30 in the evening, Jesus party, 11 o'clock Mass on Sunday, 5:30 Mass on Saturday, followed by a healing service. And don't forget Jimmy the Roofer, 617-519-0341. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season. Oh,